The International Corporate Governance Network, or ICGN. In terms of other international organizations, the ICGN is relatively new. Founded in 1995 by a group of business people, legal professionals, and leading investment professionals, with an objective of advancing good corporate governance principles. The ICGN had representation from a wide field of industry professionals, including some of the largest pension fund managers and ex-CEOs of bank and shareholder representative bodies. Shareholder activism was a founding principle of ICGN, and the dissemination of knowledge through its corporate library and networking events were part of its strategy. Today, the ICGN leads and collaborates on industry-significant consultations and provides guidance on pertinent topics to business, such as the ICGN Guidance on Investor Fiduciary Duties, 2018, Political Lobbying and Donations, 2017, Secured Lending Code of Best Practice, 2016, Executive Remuneration, 2016, Diversity on Boards, 2016, Non-Executive Director Remuneration, 2016, and many others available on the ICGN website guidance section. The ICGN has also created a Model Mandate Initiative, which sets out model contract terms between asset owners and their fund managers, the purpose of which is to assist asset owners with more fully aligning the interests of their fund managers with their own beneficiaries and participants. The committee also regularly publishes its viewpoints on issues which impact upon corporate governance, which are organized into categories of board governance, disclosure and transparency, ethics and systemic risk, shareholder responsibilities, and shareholder rights. The ICGN has also published a series of model disclosure templates on conflicts of interests, voting, monitoring, and engagement. Overall, the ICGN is a strong and credible force in the corporate governance-oriented business community. Any market participants who handle or interact with corporate governance will find high-quality information produced by leading professionals committed to developing corporate governance practice.